Hello in Keene State. I hope you're all doing well. My name is Jordan Travers, and I'll be your host as we welcome you to another episode of WATHA, or What is All the Hoot About? The show where we give members of student organizations and clubs around campus a chance to use their voice and share their experiences with the community. On the WATHA forecast for tonight, we have two very special guests joining us from the Feminist Collective here on campus. Would you two like to introduce yourselves and your positions in FEMCO?
Yeah, I'm Stephanie. I'm the co-president. My other one couldn't be here today.
I'm Fyodor. I'm the social media coordinator for FEMCO.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you both here. So, I mean, I would love to just hear a little bit about your mission and what this organization is overall. So if you guys could tell me, what is all the hoot about FEMCO?
What a question. Okay. So the Feminist Collective, shortened to FEMCO, basically, we're a group of people who just like really care about feminism. You don't have to be super educated. People from like all different walks of life come, and basically we're just trying to be a place where people can come and be in community with one another while also talking about and doing things about issues they really care about. I don't know if you have anything you want to add on to that.
I think that's a pretty good definition. I'd say we care a lot about intersectionality. We care a lot about discussing different topics. Last semester we focused a lot on mental health and individuals. And this semester, we're trying to focus more on actually getting engaged with the community at large.
So, like, what does an average meeting for you guys look like? What kind of, are there any activities that you do? So, like, with your focus that you did have last semester, what were some of the things you did for that? And how is that changing coming into this semester?
Yeah, so you're a participant. Do you want to take that?
Oh, I mean, sure. I would say average meetings are, everyone starts with people coming in, quick check-in, make sure everyone's doing okay. If anyone needs to talk, you know, get it out there. Name, pronouns, you know, that jazz. And then we do usually have an activity or something we do together as a collective, whether that be signing some petitions, things like that. I personally organized the thing where people did like shared art, essentially. And then at the end, we looked at it all together and it came into this beautiful piece of people just supporting each other and really getting out what they needed to without it being a negative environment, which I thought was really beautiful, personally.
Yeah, that was so cute. And like in general, last semester, we were trying to focus on like building that solid base of community since it was our first semester doing a full run through being together. And now we're kind of continuing to build on that community base while also working more planning into our meetings.
That's really interesting. So what you said about the activity that you did with the shared art, how exactly did that work? What was the process for that? And what was your thought process behind that as well?
My thought process was it's a beautiful way to build community. It's low stakes, low pressure. It was very, I'll admit, it low-key had like preschool art teacher vibes, but it was just like I got everyone to sit in a circle and I gave everyone one piece of paper and a marker. Everyone could choose their color. They could be different colors. It was kind of supposed to be somewhat anonymous, and you would pass your piece of paper to the left, and you did that until you got your original piece of paper back, and then we put them all together in kind of a fitting puzzle-like sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just an expression of people's thoughts and feelings in the moment and as the project went on.
That's extremely sweet. I love that so much. So, like, as you said, that you do want to get more involved in the community this semester and going forward, so do you put any events on around campus, and what do they look like? Have any of them stuck out to you? What are your events like?
Yeah, so that's something we're really starting to do this semester. We did a brainstorming session last week, which was super exciting, just throwing around all kinds of different things. I know some ones that really stuck out to me as like real potential is maybe bringing like feminist poets from New Hampshire to campus. Another one was like sex toy bingo. Other things were like fundraising for different feminist-aligned, not charities, but just, like, organizations and stuff in New Hampshire. So all kinds of stuff that'll just be a place where the community can come, learn about us, like, express themselves in some sort of way.
Are there any particular events that had significant meaning to you? Was there any event that maybe you showed up to that caused you to want to join FEMCO?
I would say I just heard about it as a club, and I was immediately drawn to it. I was very interested. I was like, I would adore getting involved, actually, especially hearing that it was trying to get off the ground in a way. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm ready for this. I wouldn't say there was a specific event, I was actually out, like, not on campus for a lot of events that occurred last semester, tragically. So I'm really pumped for this semester because I'm so passionate about the ideas that we've come up with. Like, they're really, a lot of them are fun, a lot of them are funny, and I feel like they speak to Keene State. And then a lot of them are also just, like, I think that they'll have a really big impact, even if it doesn't seem so in the moment. And I'm excited to see where we go with that. Mm-hmm.
So kind of going off of that, you said that at the time that you joined, FEMCO was still kind of trying to get off the ground. So do you know when exactly it was founded as an organization?
Oh, yeah. So last spring semester, we had two wonderful previous co-presidents who really did all the groundwork for us, which I'm super thankful for. They, like, did the whole constitution, that whole thing, and they started holding meetings. And then this semester, they stepped down, so then me and my friend stepped up, and so we've really, this is like our last fall semester was our first full semester, and then this semester will take us like our whole like first year, which is super exciting.
That's crazy. Oh my gosh, it's a very, I didn't know that it was such a new organization on campus.
Oh, yeah.
Would you say that, I mean, as it is gaining more structure, as more people are hearing about it, would you say that it has been a beneficial addition to the Keene State College community?
I like to think so. I mean, we started as like a little baby club, but now we're like a place where people, we have our solid group of people who come, and I hope at least feel like they can like feel comfortable and safe and express themselves in whatever way that they feel will have the most impact to them. So I like to think that we do.
I would agree. I think especially seeing the people coming from different backgrounds to us, it's really nice to see, because it's not just like the same type of people or even the same group of people. Like, we have a solid group, but we have some people who like dip in and out. We have some people who come for one meeting, come for another. You know, it's very nice to just see some variety in there and to see people actually care about what's being discussed.
So you guys both hold e-board positions. This has been the first year with you and what's your co-president's name?
Alyssa.
And Alyssa being on the e-board, I guess it's everyone's first time being on the e-board. So what do those e-board positions look like? If you could just talk a little bit about your own e-board positions and maybe touch a little bit on the other existing ones and a little bit about their responsibilities as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's me and Alyssa who we're the co-presidents, and basically we plan to make the agendas for each meeting and we help guide the rest of the e-board members to kind of give a little bit more focus. And then we have our secretary who she writes all of our emails, does different communications. She'll take notes on different things. And then we have our vice president who they help give like advice to me and Alyssa. They'll do like our check-in every now and again, just as more of a, like a support to me and Alyssa. And then I know you have your role.
Yeah. As the social media coordinator, I do the hype up, the pump up, the getting people involved on the gram. I'm hoping maybe we can delve into TikTok. I don't know. We'll see. It might be a little crazy. I also find that I'm pretty involved e-board wise. Like, we all have pretty good discussions about the club, and we all, I feel like I bring the perspective of a lot of the club members who might not be able to speak up at times. And I'm like, hey, let's talk about this during our meetings. Mm-hmm. You know, like, mm-hmm. I feel like I bridge the divide a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and me and Alyssa, we really believe in like co-creation and not having it just be us deciding everything. Mm-hmm. So even if you're like the secretary, you're not just like taking notes, even though it's like a super valuable thing. We're also looking from insight for e-board members, mm-hmm. so they're able to give us a lot more than just what might be in their like traditional role.
Mm-hmm. And I have definitely felt that. Like, although I am the social media coordinator, I felt like there's been consistent communication between us as the e-board, and it's been really good. I feel like it's really beneficial for any organization, but especially this club, to have that there. And I really appreciate it from you.
So in a way, regardless of the position you hold on e-board, you know that at least you have a voice within the whole upper level of things. That's really great. And it's really nice that you mentioned how you are kind of the bridge between general members and e-board, making sure that everyone's ideas and everyone's voices get heard. I think that's really amazing. So I guess, do you think that your involvement in this organization will affect you in your possible future career, future endeavors, anything like that? How do you feel this will affect you?
Well, oh my gosh, okay. Yeah, I definitely, like, as a co-president of a club, I think it's like a cute little resume thing, but also, like, I've made so many more connections to people on campus, people that I wouldn't have talked to previously. So that's super great, having all those people that I now have in, like, my network, but also just, like, the general, like, planning skills of being a co-president. But even as a participant, I'm having a chance to have an impact on my school community, which I think is super awesome, because I think in times where, like, we feel powerless, having that connection to other people and that ability to have an impact is really meaningful for me.
I completely agree, especially I think personally, like, I'm going forward to be an English teacher, so I think that is so important to bring. I think especially being aware of these topics and being willing to comfortably talk about these uncomfortable topics is really important in a teacher. So I really do value what we're doing and the environment we're creating so that I can be a better role model and adult in students' lives in the future.
So I guess that'll kind of lead us into our next question, which is definitely a bit more of a serious one. What does being a feminist mean to you individually? Why are you passionate about this organization? Why are you passionate about their beliefs and just feminism in general?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think there's so many different ways to be a feminist, but I think feminism, in like the more academic sense, it's looking at social issues through the lens of gender, gender inequality. But I think it comes to so much more of just like being a person in a world where like you have all these identities, and for whatever reason those identities are forming a challenge to you, feminism helps take those people and give them a place to build community. And as someone who's like an intersectional feminist, which basically we have all these ideas that collide, feminism is a place where we can, like, an intangible place where we can have an impact on those identities and organize and be in community together, which is something that's really meaningful to me as someone who has all kinds of super fun identities. It gives me more power in, like I said earlier, in times where I feel powerless.
I totally resonate with that. I think especially I'm so grateful that our club really echoes that idea of intersectionality and intersectional feminism. I think feminism is not feminism without the intersectionality.
Mm-hmm.
So to be discussing things not only about gender, but also the identities within gender and the identities mm-hmm. outside of gender, it's really, really important. And I'm just so glad to see it represented.
Would you say that there are any misconceptions about feminism that you would want to kind of push to the side, like you don't want people to think that way?
Oh my gosh. So I think feminism has really become like a dirty word for a lot of people, which just really comes down to misogyny. Because I think when like you see like feminine presenting people or people with oppressed identities like stepping into their power, that can be like scary. It can be scary to be someone with that identity. It can be scary to be someone with a traditional like powerful identity. So I think feminism has become this really scary thing for people, which is like totally like a part of the journey. But I think feminism is really just about being community and leading with love and helping others who aren't always able to help themselves and eventually stepping into your power. So I think even though it can be scary to like see the feminist collective table like at the organization park, it's just like, ooh, feminism. I think it's really about like love and support.
I completely agree. You put that perfectly. You put it beautifully. Going off the feminism table thing, I totally get it. People shy away. They get nervous. They're afraid of the concepts. But I wish they could just come in for like one meeting, mm-hmm. like honestly, just to see the vibe, because it is so chill. We like, mm-hmm. we're talking about serious topics in serious ways while also not like being a downer necessarily. Like, it's such a beautiful community and place to be. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful yeah. for it.
And I think going in, like, I got scared that, like, we might attract only one sort of crowd, which is, like, totally fine and wonderful. But I think we've been able to reach so many different kinds of people. Like, we even have, like, I think the stereotype is that, like, feminism doesn't include, like, straight white men. And we even had some straight white men, which is beautiful and wonderful.
Diverse.
And it's, like, okay. inspirational to see people stepping into a space that might be uncomfortable for them and like totally embracing it and becoming like a really integral part of the community, because Like, it's about more than, like, women and non-binary people. It's about, like, men and all the other things that come with that. So having a space where people can kind of embrace that uncomfortableness and become a part of our community has been really super awesome. Mm-hmm.
So moving into the future, what do you see being in the future of the Feminist Collective? What do you see coming up for you? What do you really want people to see FEMCO as time goes forward?
Yeah, I think in general of what we're going to be doing in the future, it's more of stepping outside of ourselves as like this like internal community and externalizing that and becoming more of a presence as we plan different events and stuff to get people to come to and have fun and be in community. And also just in general, as we move forward, continuing having that base of our internal community stay really strong, that kind of dotted between like who we are as a club and also getting out into our wider school community more and having more of an impact.
I completely agree. I think that's our main goal right now, is to just get out there, to get people involved, to get ourselves involved in others, to put on some fun activities, some fun programs, and to just continue pushing the good word.
Well, I guess just to close us off then, do you have anything you would like to advertise, if you'd like to say when you guys meet, and... Yeah, if there's any just last things you would like to say about FEMCO, about yourselves, we would absolutely love to hear it.
Yeah, you can follow us on Instagram at, if you just search Keen FEMCO, it should come up as a little butterfly logo, super cute. Our meetings have been at Wednesdays, 7 p.m. and Science Center 129. You don't have to, like, notify us or anything. You can just, like, swing by. Even if you're like a little late, that's totally fine. We'd love to have anyone.
We have regular people who are late all the time or have to leave a little early. Like, if you just want to pop in, say, hey, I'm interested, we are more than happy to have you involved.
Well, great. Thank you guys so much for joining me here today. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you both. And I guess that really wraps us up for the night. So thank you everyone for watching and have a wonderful night.